So the what we're talking about here is how do people experience themselves when they are in IFS, they would say when they're demerged from all parts, right? It's such a lovely way of saying it. But you can say another way of talking about it is just like with the essences, we kind of take something like, I don't know, strength. And then we say all your ideas about how to get strength, right? Let's subtract that. And all your ideas about what kind of problems you get in and the downside of feeling strong, let's subtract those. And all the, you know, so we keep subtracting something, and in the end we have like the essence of strength, which is red essence. And in the same way, you can say we can do that with the self. So we just keep separating out all the things that we think are self, but which isn't, and what remains. What's left once we've done that? Of course, this process is a little bit different because it's the first inquiry of this sort that includes the inquirer, right? So that makes it a little bit more tricky, but let's see if we can get through it anyway. So I'm gonna call it the essential self or the essence of self. So the essence of self is the sense of self that you have or had before you learned to identify with different responses to the environment. So you must think at some point there was a time where you hadn't identified with the conditioned responses that you developed. And what did it feel like to be you back then? Later, you will develop certain conditioned responses, and these conditioned responses will be so automatic that they are almost always around. And if something is always around, we tend to conclude it must be us. I usually, a little bit humorously, say it's a little bit, imagine that you wore the same sweater for 50 years. You might start identifying with the sweater, right? If it literally never came off, it was always with you, you might start getting confused and going like, what? I think this is me, because it's always around. And it's the same with the conditioned responses. If we have the same conditioned responses over and over and over again, we start thinking that must be me. And as we talked about before the break, one of the things that happen often when we do the essence work is, of course, that you start noticing these kind of responses for what they are. They're just conditioned responses. They're patterns that you might use often, but they're not you. So when we subtract all the conditioned responses to the environment, we are left with the essence of self. In different traditions, there are different names for this, the essence of self. So, for example, in the IFS, they just call it the self, right? And understand that that's the thing that is not apart. In other traditions, they might call it the real self, the higher self, the divine self, the authentic self, the heavenly twin, the beloved. In the diamond work, they would call it the point of light. And so on. So it has many of these names, and I think it's nice to of course, often when we just take all these names from different traditions, people who are very versed in those traditions might protest, but I think there's something to it that all of these names, I think it's very useful to think about them like in this simple way, right? What is your higher self? It's just the feeling of you minus all the conditioned responses. I think it brings it down to earth in a way. It makes it more concrete, more simple, and I really like that. Many people will feel this sense of self that it has, at the felt sense level, that it has a certain intensity to it, a certain vibrancy and aliveness. Some people experience it as a little bit like electric. They experience it very focused. They experience it like being in flow. Many people, when they experience this, this is often the sense of self you experience when you're in a flow state, when you're in a flow. Yes. It's interesting to, it's very enjoyable also. It's like when you feel this self, you enjoy being you. It's enjoyable being you. And this is different from just feeling good, right? You can feel good, but not take pleasure in being you. This is like there's something enjoyable about being you when you feel this sense of self. So one thing that's many people describe is that there's a, when we talk about the qualities, the essential qualities, then we often talk about like, I'm feeling the red essence, I'm feeling the joy, I'm feeling the vitality, I'm feeling the peace, right? And there's a bit of a separation between the I that's feeling and then the quality that the I is feeling. Here, it's different. You don't feel like I'm an I that experienced this quality, you experience the quality that's me. When you feel the essence, when you feel the joy, you don't feel like I'm feeling joy, you feel like I feel me, and I'm made out of joy, right? You don't feel like I am feeling peace, you feel there's peace, and that peace is me. I'm made out of peace, and so on. So, and you can go through all the essential qualities, right? It's not, you don't feel that you're connected with the qualities, you feel that you're made out of these qualities. And this is one of the key changes on the journey. I like to sometimes divide the journey into certain stages. So there's one stage where you feel like a burdened self or a deficient self, and you feel that there's an absence of joy in your life, you don't have any peace and so on. Then you work with the essences and you start getting experiences of these things, and you go like, this is really nice. But now you are a personality that's experiencing essence, and that's a huge relief, right? Huge relief. Because often when you're walking as a personality, you feel all of these things are missing, and you feel you have to put in so much effort to get them, and it never really works and all this stuff. And when you experience the essences, all of a sudden you experience, I can feel this and I didn't do anything to get it. Enormous relief, right? And it really has a huge impact on your sense of on your personality structure, because all of a sudden you don't have to work so hard. But then there's a further shift, and that's the shift that we are looking at for the rest of the year, and that is the shift where you say, well, hang on a sec, instead of seeing yourself as this, instead of identifying with the personality structure and then have experiences of essence, a shift happens where you realize, actually, I got it wrong. Essence, that's me. And so you start feeling yourself as essence that sometimes has experiences of personality. You see the shift? It's not that the personality goes away. You still have the same kind of annoying habits that disconnect you and take you out and all these kind of things. But you're very clear about what is you and what's not you, so you recognize, actually, I'm this boundless field of joy and peace, and sometimes I experience this, like, deficiencies and self-doubt and all these kind of interesting patterns that you can have in the personality structure. Does this shift make sense, like, at least at a conceptual level? Good. I'm seeing some nodding. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, even though I said it like on an overall level, I'm going to mention some of the qualities one by one, because I find that it's a very evocative way. It's very good to have them mentioned one by one like that. So, this, when you feel you're the essence of who you are, many people will feel happiness. Many people will feel this is joyful, this is happiness. And they will feel not I am happy or I am joyful or I'm a me that's experiencing joy. They will feel joy is me, right? It's what you experience when you experience joy is you. That sense of being inspired, uplifted, joyous, happy, that's what you are made out of. You're made out of particles of pure joy. In the same way, when you feel the essence of who you are, you will feel very vital. You will feel a sense of life force. And again, it is not that you are a you that feels energized. It's like the very sense of life force. That's who you are. That's you. That's what you're made out of. So that the feelings, the felt sense of vibrancy, aliveness, upliftedness, right? You recognize it. Like, that's me. Sometimes I don't, you know, all sorts of things happen, but now it's like, think about how often when you feel the essence, you say, many people would say, ah, this feels like coming home, right? Yes, because it's you. You're just feeling you. When people ask questions like, how can I be happy in life? How can I be feel awake and alive in life? The answer to that question is, be you. Right? That, because you're made out of these things. There's nothing you need to do. In the same way with connection. So when you feel the essence of who you are, you feel plugged in. You feel connected. You feel connected to your surroundings. You feel connected to yourself. Because you are, and that connectedness is what you're made out of, right? It's the very connectedness is you. And that's why when you feel yourself, you feel connected to everything. Same with fulfillment. Again, when you talk about the different essences, they often feel fulfilling. They feel satisfying. When you have experiences of satisfaction, of fulfillment, you just have experiences of you. There's nothing mystical about it. It's just that you're getting a glimpse of you. This is what you're made out of. You are made out of particles of satisfaction and fulfillment. You're made out of particle of enjoyment. Yes. Maybe something to mention here is to say, it's not like when you feel, because sometimes you have that idea like fulfillment is something you that's like an end station, right? That's something you feel when you've, I don't know, done something and you reached the pinnacle or something like that. This is generally not what people report when they feel the essential self. They don't feel like, oh, I reached the ultimate thing and now I'm fulfilled. There's often, they will feel there's an endless amount of things that I can grow into and learn and so on. But you feel fulfilled every step of the way, right? It's like sometimes you think about like fulfillment is what you feel once you've achieved your goals or learned something new or tick the box or something like that. But with this, it's really you become, with the essential self, you feel like you're playing in the universe and there's boundless things to learn and evolve and adopt and taste and try out and stuff like that. But the motivation to do so is not fulfillment. Because that's with you every step of the way. You are as fulfilled as a beginner as you are as an expert. Same with intelligence, wisdom, guidance. I think it, in particular, guidance is interesting. It's not you. Often we, again, when we talk about guidance, we will talk about I'm feeling guided or I'm being guided. But many people, when they feel the essence of self, they feel they're made out of guidance. Guidance isn't something that comes and guides them. They are the very guidance. They feel like they're made out of guidance. What else have we touched upon, right? Inspiration, self-confidence, you're getting the... this one is a good one to mention. Meaningfulness. Think about how many people seek to do something that's meaningful. Recently, I had a discussion with somebody. They sent me a very funny paper that said, well, it's scientifically proven that people get quite unhappy from having children, right? It's that, that's just a fact. When people get children, their happiness level just drops. And according to this research, it doesn't get back up until the children leave the home, right? It's like... And how many can relate to this? Okay, cool, yeah. Yeah. So, well, the research also points out that the happiness level in the couple takes a dive when children come. Okay, I think I got more people on board now. Yeah, okay, good. Just... Okay, so... And then the article was like, why do people then do it? And their conclusion was, we don't just seek happiness, we seek meaning. And there's a trade-off. We want to do something meaningful, and kids is something meaningful. And I thought, that's a disastrous answer. I think that's a terrible answer, right? Because, I mean, too much pressure to put on the kids, right? If they have to be the meaning of your life, right? It's like, oh, and then you get like crappy kids that don't want to do what you think they should do and stuff like that, right? It's a whole thing. Now, many people do many different things, not just having kids, but they do many different things seeking meaning. When you feel the essence of who you are, you discover that you are made out of meaning, made out of particles of meaning, right? And I like the, you know how in, I know in Spanish and I think also in French, how do you say the meaning of life? In Spanish, you say el sentir de la vida. And el sentir de la vida literally translates to the feeling of life. And I think that's much more accurate. Right? So what in English speaking languages and other languages we call the meaning of life, we're actually talking about a felt sense. And the extra thing here is that felt sense is the felt sense of you. So how do you live a meaningful life? Do you have to like do big projects or get kids or something. No, all you have to do to have a meaningful life is to be you, right? Because you're made out of pure, of atoms of meaning. Another one that I think is really important to mention and fun to mention as well is youthfulness. Many times when people feel the essence of who they feel youthful. Doesn't matter, you know, your birth year doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how old you are. You can be in your 70s, in your 80s, in your 90s and feel youthful. When you feel this sense of self, I see some people are laughing. Yes, when you feel this sense of self, you feel youthful. And it has a real impact, actually. When you feel this sense of self, often people will start to get confused about your age. Has anybody experienced this? It's really fun, right? It's like, people are gonna get very bad at guessing your age, which is fun. Because there's that youthfulness that comes with this. It's when you feel this, and you feel it yourself. It literally feels like you have de-aged. Not like you become young, but that you be, but youthful is a better word. Another thing that many people report is that they feel like when people say where you're from, right? You might say like, I don't know, Denmark or the UK or whatever it says in your passport or something like that. When you connect to this sense of self, many people feel that that doesn't make sense. You're just from here, right? You're from here. You're like a citizen of the world. A citizen of the universe. And there's that sense of belonging here. Not belonging in any particular nation or any particular group or any particular something like that. You're just a citizen of the world. I'm gonna mention a few more. This self feels tremendously creative and spontaneous. And again, it's not like you get endowed with creative powers. It's you recognize creativity as you. You're made out of creativity. And also, it's not that, that sometimes we think creativity means artist. And okay, so whenever you feel the essence of who you are, you're gonna start writing poetry and make music and stuff like that. I don't know, that might happen, but it doesn't have to. It's more like life gives you all these experiences and you start becoming creative and creating something with those. Like an artist, right? An artist, here in Denmark, we have this guy who roams around the forests and builds these huge trolls out of like wood that he finds in the forests. And new trolls keep popping up here and there. And I think there's a web page with a map where you can see where the trolls are and stuff like that. And they're huge, right? And there's something about this going out, finding wood, and then going like, let's make a troll. Why not? That seems interesting. And in the same way, it's like, you have all these experiences in life, right? You have your interesting encounters and your traumas and your like whatever, and that's the wood, and then you say let's build a troll or whatever you want to build from it, right? That's your raw material, and you creative with that. You're a fountain of creativity. You produce things. As I'm talking, you might also feel how there's a lot of freedom. And how many can recognize the freedom of this self? Lots of freedom. Maybe two more things. One is when you feel this sense of self, many people will notice that it is as if you create an atmosphere around you. when you're in touch with this sense of self, an atmosphere corresponding to this sense of self is created around you, and you literally, you walk around, you live within, you breathe, live in within the atmosphere of you. And it's very interesting the way it can be felt. It's sometimes when you come out of the personality and you relax and you start becoming aware of this sense essence of self, it can literally feel like the room fills up with this atmosphere, and you feel like you are now breathing and walking within this atmosphere. And the last one I want to mention then is you feel healed, right? There's nothing to fix about the essence of who you are. The essence of who you are is healed, it's magnificent, it can grow and mature and evolve, but it lacks nothing. And I think that's a very important point. Of course you can grow, you can evolve, there's boundless things you can learn, yet you lack nothing, right? So it evolves, it grows, you grow, but you are not lacking anything when you are starting, you're not lacking anything when you've learned more and expanded more, you're not lacking anything when you've expanded even more and you recognize so many other things that you can learn and grow into. There's never anything wrong with you, never any lack. Just like you never do anything to feel fulfilled, you never do anything to fix yourself, because there's nothing to fix. Yes. Okay, I've been talking a long time. So I'm curious.